George Gallego, A Legacy in Motion. George Gallego's story is a masterclass in transformation. From his own personal battles to his broader mission of creating systemic change, he's been a force for good, not just for himself but for countless others. Whether through his athletic achievements, his non-profits, or entrepreneurial ventures, George has dedicated his life to breaking barriers and building bridges. He's a paratriathlete, a social entrepreneur and an advocate for accessibility, but more than that, George Gallego is proof that when life knocks you down, you can rise stronger. His journey reminds us that the limits we face are often temporary and with enough willpower, we can not only break through them but turn them into opportunities for growth and empowerment. If George's story teaches us anything, it's this: don't wait for the world to make space for you. Go out and make it yourself. Push forward, adapt and create solutions not just for your own life but for others around you. Because like George, you're not here just to exist. You're here to change the world. The injury that sparked a transformation. March 5, 1992. A date George Gallego remembers with clarity because it marks the day his life was forever altered. A spinal cord injury shattered his world. The outdoor adventurer, martial artist, the man who thrived on an active lifestyle, suddenly found himself confined to a body that no longer cooperated. There was nerve pain, spasms, and a growing distance between the man he was and the man he had become. His doctors prescribed medication after medication until he found himself in a zombie-like haze, losing himself in a fog of painkillers. Within a year, George's physical condition worsened. He gained weight, reaching 300 pounds, and life spiraled out of control. It wasn't until he saw a picture of himself, slouched in a wheelchair with his children clambering around him, that the fog lifted. Enough, he thought. That single moment became a turning point, igniting a fire that would fuel his transformation. George decided to take back control, not for appearance, not for accolades, but for survival. I started relying on the natural painkillers our bodies produce when we exercise, he says. He rejected the endless prescriptions in favor of endorphins. The weight began to melt away, and so did the fog of helplessness. For him, exercise was about reclaiming his life. From recovery to racing, sports as a lifeline. Exercise became George's salvation, but he didn't stop there. I realized that sports could be my way of fighting back. He found mentors, who introduced him to wheelchair racing and hand cycling. This was an invitation to a new world where he could push his limits, redefine himself and do what seemed impossible. George didn't shy away from the challenge. Starting small with 5K races, he escalated to 10Ks, half marathons and full marathons in cities like New York, Boston, and Miami. But there was more to conquer. His mentor suggested he try a triathlon. George balked at first. Swimming terrified him. He hadn't been in the water since his injury, and the idea of flipping over in the water was a real fear. Yet, true to form, he didn't back down. He jumped into the pool and learned to swim all over again. I held my breath the entire time at first, he recalls, laughing now at the memory. That fear gave way to determination, and soon, triathlons became his new obsession. What once seemed impossible became George's reality. He was surviving, thriving, proving to himself and the world that limits are often self-imposed. Turning pain into purpose. As George's athletic career grew, so did his passion for advocacy, which started with his own needs, leading him to reach out to the New York City chapter NYC of the United Spinal Association. They guided him through the challenges and he became a member, advocated fiercely alongside them and eventually became president of the chapter. His personal journey revealed a harsh truth: for many, living with a disability meant dealing with issues that went beyond physical limitations, including navigating a society not designed for them. George saw a disturbing trend: people with disabilities, particularly younger individuals, were often forced into nursing homes due to a lack of accessible housing and resources. The case of Jonathan, a young man paralyzed by a gunshot wound and condemned to spend his life in a nursing home, haunted George. Jonathan's life, filled with promise, was trapped in a place meant for the elderly. George couldn't stand by. That's when his non-profit, Wheels of Progress, was born, co-founded with his former professor and mentor, Dr. Rosemary Murray. Wheels of Progress offered a lifeline to individuals like Jonathan, providing transitional housing, support and, above all, the dignity of living independently. But his efforts didn't stop there. He built the Axis Project, a wellness center that serves as both a gym and sanctuary, a place where people could rebuild not only their bodies but their sense of self. He co-founded Access Initiatives, empowering seniors and people with disabilities through nurturing personal growth, community connections and encouraging them to push beyond perceived limitations. He also co-founded Contento, a wine bar and restaurant in East Harlem, in partnership with Lawrence Skeeter, Mara Radzinski and Yannick Benjamin, another paraplegic whom George once mentored. Since then, George and Yannick have continued to collaborate closely. At Contento, we embrace everyone, George explains. From its accessible design to the culture within, the restaurant is a space where people of all abilities feel at home. It's a model for how businesses should operate, combining excellence with empathy. Through all his efforts, George's message remains clear: people with disabilities are not to be pitied, they are to be empowered. Travel, redefining accessibility around the world. George offers a unique perspective on life and how he approaches travel with a blend of practicality, curiosity, and determination. I don't like to complain, George says. I observe and come up with solutions, which is his travel and life philosophy. For George, each trip, each challenge, whether it's a hotel that wasn't as accessible as promised or navigating a city with limited infrastructure, is not an obstacle, but an opportunity. He transforms frustration into ingenuity, finding creative ways to make things work and also to educate and raise awareness. His work with the UN's Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities (CRPD) saw him globetrotting to places most Americans could never fathom, let alone during a time of heightened political tension. He ventured to Cuba, a land frozen in time, where inaccessibility was the norm, but it left a lasting impression on him. Despite the country's aging infrastructure and lack of accessibility, George felt welcomed. The people completely embraced me, he recalls. Whenever they thought I was about to struggle, they came to my rescue. It wasn't about whether the place was perfectly designed for his needs, it was the warmth and generosity of the people that made Cuba feel accessible in ways that no ramp or wide doorway could. I was welcomed into every space, he reflects. Even though it wasn't accessible, the people made sure I could enjoy what they had to offer. Each trip, Germany, Australia, and countless others, has reshaped his understanding of accessibility. In Hamburg, everything was rebuilt after the war, so the city is very accessible. It's incredible, he says. But his favorite destination, Australia. Not just for the beautiful scenery, but for a very specific, practical reason. When he landed in Sydney, a police officer told him to stop by the first hardware store he saw. Not knowing why, nevertheless, his curiosity made him pursue it, and on arrival at the store, a cashier handed him a key he was told would open every accessible bathroom in the country. Spain, where he spent nearly 2 months exploring accessibility for the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities (CRPD), was another experience that reinforced his belief in the power of people over places. Travel, to George, ISNT about finding accessible perfection. It's about finding solutions in the face of inaccessibility. This has shaped him into not just a global explorer, but a global advocate. For anyone hesitant to travel because of a disability, George has one key piece of advice: don't hesitate. Do your homework, prepare yourself mentally for obstacles and manage them. Life is about finding solutions. And if you ever feel like you don't have the answers, find someone who does. Connect with people who have the knowledge, he insists. Whether it's travel or life, George knows that we're all stronger together. George's travels are not defined by where he's been, but by how he moves through the world gracefully, boldly, confidently. His experiences teach us that travel, like life, is not about perfection but about progress, perseverance, and the power of human connection.